What's up, friends? I am so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that I am here. I love what I do. I don't know if you can tell, but honestly, I get so excited when I have some time carved out for work. I know, it's weird. I love my family time too, don't get me wrong. But there's just something about some quiet work time that gets me fired up because I love what I do, and I love that I get to hang out with you too as part of that. So today we're going to talk about a common budgeting mistake that could be derailing your progress without you even realizing it. If you are someone who chooses not to budget at all because it just feels like too much, maybe it's too stressful, it gives you anxiety, or perhaps your perfectionist tendencies tend to come out. Or maybe you're new to budgeting and you're starting to feel some of those things creeping in and you're just tempted to call it quits. Today's episode is specifically for you. I hope that by the end of this episode, I have helped you make some mindset shifts that are going to help you as you develop a budget that supports all of the big goals that I know that you have. So what do you say? Should we get to it? All right, let's go. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee, it's time to dive in. You know, I love so much that we don't just talk about finances here, and we weave in motherhood chats sometimes, because my inspiration for this particular episode actually came from a parenting aha moment that I had, and I believe it perfectly translates to budgeting as well. And I know that sometimes it's helpful to hear certain concepts illustrated in the form of a story instead of me just spouting off whatever the gurus are talking about. So how about I just start by sharing my parenting aha, I guess, and then I will explain how this translates to a common budgeting mistake that I see. So the other day, I saw an Instagram reel from Kendra Adachi, who is the author of The Lazy Genius, which is a great book, by the way. I'll link it in the show notes if you want to read it for yourself. So she was sharing about how she had one of those really great days, you know, where the stars align, you get all of your to-do list done, the house is picked up, you're not running late, you're on top of all the laundry, and you just feel like you are killing it. And so you start to wonder, did I just crack the code? Is today so awesome because I have figured this out? And then you start analyzing what you did in order to make that happen so that you can replicate it, right? It makes sense. It's natural. We want to make every day like this great, amazing day. But then the next day you wake up and you have a kid that's sick. The other kid misses the school bus. You feel like you're in reactive mode all day long. Nothing gets done. And you just feel like, what the heck just happened? I totally missed the mark today. So here's what she said that stuck out to me. She said, you don't have to try to change your circumstances and manipulate them to get the kind of day you want. Enjoy the day when it comes. If it works out, great. But don't turn into a robot to try to make it that way all the time, because it's not going to be. Just enjoy where you are. Enjoy living. Good is here right now, whether you have a really productive day or a really terrible day. So that's what she said. So I happened to listen to that on one of those really great days. And one of the things that made it so great was that my toddler slept in until 6:30, which is late for her. So I was actually able to get a lot done before she woke up, which made me feel great. So then my brain immediately went to, how can I replicate this? How can I make her sleep in later every day and get a couple hours in of work and to-do list things before she wakes up? You know how we do with baby sleep? I was going, what was she wearing? What was the temperature of the room? Did I do bath first and then brush teeth? Or did I do brush teeth and then bath? Like, you drive yourself crazy trying to analyze it so that you can replicate it. But thankfully, I saw her post and I was able to let it go, because the very next day was one of those days that was off the rails from the moment that we woke up. Because she woke up extra early, would only go back to sleep if she was laying on me. So I got nothing done first thing in the morning, and I just felt extremely behind all day. But it's okay. It's okay. It didn't feel like it at the time, but I do believe that, and I hope that you do too. So here's how this relates to budgeting and what I hope that you take away from this, besides just a motherhood reminder. One of the big budgeting mistakes that I see people make is that they create a budget and then they expect perfection every time. And maybe you have one of those great months, you know, nothing goes wrong. You're able to stay on budget for all of your spending categories. And so because you have this great month, you think, well, that was great. I can totally do this. So now I just need to replicate that each and every month. And then the next month comes along and, quite frankly, it's a crappy month, right? You have a couple of setbacks, you overspend in a couple of categories, and you're at the end of the month wondering what the heck just happened. I'll tell you what happened. You are a human. You're a human. You're not expected to have a perfect budget that balances every single month. And if you're chasing that, you're gonna burn out. I guarantee it. And I know that's hard if you're a perfectionist, because you're used to numbers lining up and everything balancing and everything and working until it is that way. But sometimes in life, it's just not that way. I'm much more interested in hearing about your progress after 6 months than a 1 month situation, because that's going to give us so much more data to pull from and see what's working and what's not. If you had a down month here or there, you and everyone else, right? That's actually working towards a goal and committed to seeing it through, you and everyone else. If you're one of those people, that's just going to happen. Sometimes we have those months where all the things that you normally buy from the store happen to be on sale, and you happen to get overtime that month, and you happen to have no appliances that break or no cars that break down. And then the very next month, you can do all of the same things and your hours get cut at work, or you have an unexpected trip to the ER, or a water heater that decides to call it quits, or all of the above. And that is life. So if you are dwelling on the down month, wondering how you could have made it more like that perfect month, that is one of the fastest ways to make budgeting feel like it's stressful and it makes you anxious. And why wouldn't you think like that, right? I would think that too if I was so concerned with making sure that everything balanced all the time. So can I just encourage you today to be okay with imperfection? I know that makes some of you guys cringe thinking about having a budget that doesn't balance. But if we're here to make new habits that we want to take with us for the rest of our lives, then we really have to be okay with this working in our real, actual lives, not just how we thought it would play out in our heads. So I hope this little pep talk encouraged you today. And if you were encouraged, I'm sure you have a bestie or a sister or someone in your life that would be encouraged by it too. So do me a favor, copy the link of this episode and just send them a text right now and share this episode with them. I truly believe that it is up to us to make sure that we leave no mom behind. There are so many moms that are struggling with this. And instead of being the ones who just kind of look the other way, let's be the ones that say, I see you, and this supported me, and I hope that it does for you too. You guys truly are the best. I will see you guys back here real soon. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.